This week, T-Biz travels to Japan on the 10th anniversary of the Tohoku earthquake, a seismic event so powerful that it shifted the Earth's axis and tested both the resolve and resilience of Japan's tea industry. And in recognition of International Women's Day, we visit with the directors of Thirst, the Roundtable for Sustainable Tea, an organization committed to respect the rights of workers and farmers. The devastation of the March 11, 2011, Tohoku quake along the northern coast of Japan was near total. 465,000 people were displaced by a gigantic surge that spawned 40-meter waves towering 133 feet, higher than a 12-story building in some inlets. The toll in lives exceeded 18,000, and the 40 trillion yen in damage that day makes the 9.0 quake the costliest natural disaster in human history. The following winter was harsh, as many sheltered in temporary lodging or with relatives housed beyond the 200 square miles of inundated coastal land. 500 miles south of the destruction, Yasuharu Matsumoto, vice president of the Kyoto Ubugu Tea Plantations, called for volunteers to travel north on a mission motivated by kindness. 10 months after the tsunami, the flotsam and rubble remained, with buses and boats precariously balanced on rooftops of multi-story buildings. Matsu, when we first met 10 years ago, you told me that tea is restorative, that it brings relief in difficult times. Moved emotionally by the continued suffering of your country months after the quake, you organized a group of tea growers and volunteers to travel north in the middle of winter.
The caravan is 3 weeks, and I visited around 40 places during 2,000 kilometers of caravan tour. I met a lot of casualties of tsunami. I pour over 1,000 cups of tea to them.
Elise Peterson, a former Peace Corps volunteer, was a student in Hawaii completing work on an MBA with a focus on Japan and a deep fascination with tea when she heard the call for volunteers.
The Tea Relief Caravan, that was actually my first time going to Japan. I landed in Osaka, and the next morning I took 6 different trains to make my way up to Tohoku, up to a small island village where I met Matsu and the team. And we were just bringing a tea party. We brought no initiative, no propaganda, no message, just purely tea party. And we had gone to a nursing home, and it was freezing cold. So that was something that was always recurring in my head, is how not only sad the event must have been, but just how cold and kind of empty feeling it must have been during that time. And we were still traveling through these places that the damage had not yet been cleaned up, so that sadness was in your face every day. The tea parties brought so much light and happiness to all of these communities. We were doing presentations in school classrooms with the children. We were doing them in nursing homes. We were doing them in community centers, having big dance parties and singing parties. They had so much capacity for happiness. There was not one frowning face at any of these tea parties that we went to.
Peterson has since made tea her life's work, beginning as an intern at a tea farm in Kyoto and later founding Tealet, a direct trade tea supplier in Las Vegas. The ad hoc relief effort was both chaotic and cathartic. Matsu packed 10 into the van, with chase cars joining. He said that he would phone ahead to speak to emergency services providers in the next village. Local media covered the adventure. Some calls were from victims inviting them to visit. The caravan might stop at a bazaar midday or brew tea at tables in a parking lot. At the Namchi Bazaar, Sunsuki Matsu, a student skilled in the violin, played selections for the crowd, leading Matsu to dance about in joy. At each stop, grateful recipients signed a poster that was soon covered with hundreds of names as the caravan pulled into Tokyo for its final stop in February 2012. Matsu was 36 at the time. A decade later, he poignantly recalls a conversation with one elderly victim.
The tea is totally different from water. One of them told me that she drank lots of water in the evacuation places and from the tsunami days. And the water can be survived my life. But today, I drank tea with you and I felt a totally different feeling from the water. I just sitting next to you and I drank the tea. And I, how to say, the tea absorbed into my heart. So I could live with water, but the tea could live my heart. How to say, heart could live with tea. I can open my heart to you, and I can tell this story to you. That's why tea and water is totally different, she said. So the story changed me. I know the difference of the tea and water, but the perspective is totally different. The conversation. This is the largest impact for me during the caravan. So I believe more power of tea